At 6:06, it is fair and 78 degrees in Tulsa, warming to 89 for a high today with a chance of storms. Good morning. I'm John Durkee, KWGS News. Well, it was a busy weekend in downtown Tulsa, and that is part of the reason for a six-month pilot program that's getting underway in Tulsa. Mayor Bartlett says the Downtown Coordinating Council has hired a public safety ambassador. A
gentleman named Zach Phillips, who's been hired as a he's a member of our city security department.
A special hotline is being developed to allow instant communication between building owners, property managers, and law enforcement to coordinate security issues. Well, Tulsa property with past due taxes will hit the auction block later this morning. Thousands of dollars are on the line today, and Tulsa County Treasurer Dennis Simler says most of the money collected today will be going to the schools.
The tax part of whatever is raised is a portion to the taxing jurisdictions which originally were entitled to the taxes. So most of the money is going to go to public schools. But then interest will flow into a fund that funds the expenses of collecting the delinquent taxes.
The sale begins this morning at 9 o'clock at the Convention Center downtown. The Oklahoma Department of Human Services says it will have funding to help low-income residents pay summer cooling bills. The DHS says it will be taking applications starting July 9th for assistance through the Federal Low Income Energy Assistance Program. The agency says it'll have about $22 million this year to fund the program. We'll take a drive into western Oklahoma, and dotting the landscape will be wind farms. Now, there's a lot of concern about the renewable energy industry, but Ian Brian Gould says progress is being made.
Anything that we do in the natural environment is going to have impact. And so clearly, one of the first steps is understanding what those impacts are going to be before the projects go in as compared to doing it after.
Baron Gould is with the National Renewable Energy Lab, and he praises the way Oklahoma is handling the industry. Well, the new Miss Oklahoma begins her reign. 20-year-old Alicia Clifton was crowned in Tulsa Saturday night. She's an OU broadcast journalism major. Her platform will be volunteerism. Well, all across the state, wheat farmers are smiling. Red Rock's Marty Williams is just one of them.
2012 wheat harvest here in Noble County has been very good. We've had really good harvest weather. The last few days we've had some moisture with some late starts, but overall we've had a really good going, really good harvest weather, and really good yield.
And he says after last year's devastating drought, he really did not know what to expect this year. An inmate from Tulsa County is on the run this morning. Authorities in northwestern Oklahoma are searching for two escapees from the minimum security William Key Correctional Center at Woodward. Now, prison officials say Anthony Brimesfield and Demario Love disappeared yesterday between the 6 o'clock inmate count and the 7:30 count yesterday. Love is from the Tulsa area. Our weather forecast, a 40% chance of showers and thunderstorms, otherwise mostly cloudy and warm, a high today of 89. Tonight, a 30% chance of a thunderstorm, down to 67 for an overnight low. And tomorrow, expect it to be sunny and mild with a high of 85. National Weather Service radar may be showing the beginnings of some shower activity starting to develop right along the Kansas-Oklahoma border near Arkansas City and Ponca City. It is just now developing. We'll be able to tell you a little bit more at the 619 traffic break as the storms start to fire up this morning. Right now, it is fair in 78. I'm John Durkee, KWGS News.